And now, Asher's story. Asher Diaz was born and raised in Ohio to a large and traditional Puerto Rican family. He transitioned from female to male not too long ago when he was in his mid-20s. For Asher, the change brought him closer to the one member of his family he thought would be least likely to support his decision.
My maternal grandfather and I share a pretty strong set of genetics. This shared set of genes is partly my imagination and partly my reality. One of my favorite photos of us is set in the summer of 1986. My grandfather, or Papa Juan as we affectionately call him, cradles me in one arm. His thriving tomato garden, cultivated in the heat of a Midwestern summer, serves as our backdrop. He's beaming with pride at what I like to think is not only the successful product of his green thumb, but also his newest grandbaby. We both have the same tousled dark brown hair, mine fresh with new life and his peppered gray, and are wearing matching white tank tops. The only difference between us is his pair of worn khakis and my diaper. To the casual observer, the photo could be seen as a sweet moment between a grandfather and his grandson. For me, I look at the photo and see not only the tenderness, but that the world has already predetermined my destiny based on what's beneath my diaper. I was born and raised in the country's Rust Belt, Cleveland, Ohio, in the mid-80s to a teen mother struggling with addiction. My grandparents, who had migrated in the early 1950s from Puerto Rico, brought me up in the inner city. As a young child, I'd make a declaration with utmost certainty that left my family baffled. Despite being labeled female on all my birth records and being socialized as such, I was adamant that the doctors had gotten it all wrong. I was a boy, and my name would be Mark. Fast forward a couple decades later, and well, my name isn't Mark. I like to think I've grown from an awkward adolescent girl into a young man who navigates the world with a growing understanding of my complex and intersecting identities. One of those identities happens to be transgender. I had no idea it was possible to live a more authentic life. Transgender. It was a word that didn't even enter my vocabulary until my early 20s, and even then, I'd often hear it in the context of a sensationalized media story or a butt of a late-night joke. Soon it was to become part of my reality and my family's. It took me years to come to the decision to transition from female to male, and when I finally became resolute in my decision to move forward, I was relieved, excited, and overwhelmed with the next steps. In the beginning, my attention turned to the physical process. Online research helped me navigate legalese to change records, make doctor's appointments, and learn what physical changes to anticipate. It was tangible. I could see physical change each day. I could see physical change on documents. My family noticed, too. But online research didn't help as much when it came to navigating how my gender transition would affect my relationships, especially those with my family. While I carefully planned telephone conversations and crafted letters explaining my decision to friends and other relatives, Papa Juan and I never talked about it. There was no coming out in the traditional sense, despite the increasing change in my physical appearance as months passed. Only once did he make mention of it, noting the shifts in my deepening voice, to which I nervously responded, "I'm suffering from a chronic sore throat, Papa." We never discussed it more than that. As more time passed, I anxiously awaited the moment when the blow would come, when he would share with me his disapproval for the choice I had made, and the mere thought of his rejection felt unbearable. But my fears never came to fruition. While I was exploring my own identity, I learned an important lesson about my own assumptions about people, and began to realize that despite valid worries, people can and often will surprise you, especially when love is involved. My grandfather's approval was never explicit either, though. It was through small acts of love and kindness that I finally began to recognize his acceptance. Transgender may never be a part of his vocabulary, but he shows his acceptance in other ways. Warm invitations to family gatherings, home-cooked meals, and most recently, buying us matching Argyle sweaters from the men's department for the holiday season. Decades later, and much to his surprise and my own, our wardrobes are still matching.
Asher Diaz currently lives in Chicago, a short distance away from his childhood home. He says he's looking forward to returning this summer and eating his grandfather's homegrown tomatoes once again. Thanks again to Cristina Herrera and Asher Diaz for sharing their stories with us. Gracias, mis queridos.